President Trump's new expansion of immigration restrictions on six countries could have devastating impacts on Africa's largest economic center, Nigeria. Nigerians make up the largest population of Africans living in the United States, and historically, the U.S. has been a trading partner and an ally to Nigeria. Under this new policy, Nigerians will no longer be able to apply for visas to immigrate to the U.S. permanently. For more, we're joined by Yemi Kowejo, president of the Nigerian American Multicultural Council. She's based in Houston, but is joining us from Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hello, Tonya. I'm glad to be here.
Yemi, what's been the reaction to this ban from Nigerian communities, both here in the U.S. and there in Nigeria?
Well, it, of course, came as a surprise to us. And also, we were a little bit concerned, disappointed that Nigeria would be included in the ban. Family means a lot to us, and we enjoy having all our family members around us. So the first reaction is the separation this will cause to family members and the hardship that will follow.
Because this ban prohibits bringing family to the States.
Yes, it does, since it doesn't prohibit visitors, you know, short-term visits, but the longer-term ones, which is usually family, children filing for their parents to come join them, or spouses filing for each other, siblings. That's what we see this ban affecting. And this is where we are kind of grappling with what are these implications, especially for the next generation Nigerians.
Nigeria is also the most populous country on the continent of Africa, and it's also a very important economy globally. Nearly 8,000 immigrant visas were issued to Nigerians in 2018 to the U.S., Russia and China are investing and partnering heavily in Nigeria. You were a longtime ExxonMobil executive. It's what brought you to Houston. How significant, from your view, is this ban to Nigeria's economy and really losses for the U.S.?
Well, part of what I see here is that it certainly will make business more difficult, and especially, again, part of the loss I see to the U.S. is the loss in talents. You know, these bans will reduce the kind of talents that will show up in the U.S. because once things are getting too difficult, you would look for other places if you do want to go somewhere else. The ban gives an impression of being not as inclusive as we all see the U.S. as. So maybe, you know, people will look for other options. And there are other options all over the world. So it will be the loss of the U.S. invariably.
The Department of Homeland Security says Nigeria failed to meet minimum security requirements. The president of Nigeria says the government will be working to fix those security lapses. But do you think your current president, Buhari's policies are responsible for lowering Nigeria's standards around the world?
We did read that there is a task force set up to look into these gaps and see how quickly to fix them. So we're hoping in the near future, these gaps will be fixed and that then the ban will be revoked. Just like the Homeland Security said, I believe Chad was one of the countries which they have revoked the ban. So we do hope that whatever measures are required from the Nigerian government's side of the equation will be resolved.
You're in Nigeria right now visiting family and work duties. How are your friends and family there processing the news?
You know, when things are such that you probably can't do much about it, you have to start thinking of all the alternatives, you know. So it's like, well, maybe the U.S. is not the place to go, and people are disappointed, and it's still a bit fresh, I must say. So even all the other alternatives are still not quite clear in people's mind on what next to do. We're just all hoping that it's going to be temporary and that we'll be able to go back to business as usual sooner than later.
That's Yemi Kowejo. She is president of the Nigerian American Multicultural Council, and she joins us from Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.